Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from Matthew 26 chapter verses 31 through 35. That's Matthew chapter 26 verses 31 through 35. And it reads as follows. Then Jesus told them, meaning the disciples, "This very night you will all fall away on account of me. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter replied, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will." "Truly, I tell you," Jesus answered, "this very night before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times." But Peter declared, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the other disciples said the same. I want to speak today on the topic, talk is cheap. Peter loved Jesus, and Jesus loved Peter. If you recall, Peter was the disciple that tried to walk on water, as mentioned in Matthew 14:29, and Peter also was the one that declared that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God, in Matthew 16:16. Peter really believed that he would never deny Jesus under any circumstances. Peter did not keep his word and denied Jesus three times, as told in Matthew 26, verses 69 through 74, which reads as follows. Now, Peter was sitting out in the courtyard, and a servant came to him. "You also were with Jesus of Galilee," she said. But he, meaning Peter, denied it before them all. "I don't know what you're talking about," he said. Then he went out to the gateway where another servant girl saw him and said to the people there, "This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth." He, meaning Peter, denied it again with an oath, "I don't know the man." After a little while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, "Surely you are one of them. Your accent gives you away." Then Peter, he began to call down curses, and he swore to them, "I do not know the man." Immediately a rooster crowed. Then when Peter remembered the words Jesus had spoken, "Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times," he went outside and wept bitterly. We also and often feel the same way when we say things, that we would keep our word no matter what. We are all human. We often mean what we say, but we don't necessarily act on it. Peter was given three opportunities not to deny Jesus, and he failed. This raises some questions. First question, why did Peter deny Jesus in the first place? Well, the simple answer is that Peter feared for his life. He knew that Jesus was being arrested and was going to be put to death. He did not want the same fate. Verse 35, Peter declares the following. Peter declared, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the other disciples said the same thing. Now, that brings up another question. Was Peter grandstanding? You know what I mean? Many people say things to try to make themselves look good to others. Is that what Peter was doing? Some people say things and don't really mean it at all. Example, have your boss ever told you, "Well, if you work a little later or work a little overtime, I'll make sure that you get the next promotion"? Those are words, but does it ever happen? No, it doesn't happen. It's just a bunch of empty words. It's words without actions. And what about this one? Anybody ever tell you, "If you ever need anything, let me know"? Well, the opportunity comes where you do need something and they're nowhere to be found. I'm sure that's happened to you. It certainly has happened to me. Number three. The other disciples agreed with Peter and said they would never deny him as well. But in Matthew 29:56, it states that all of the disciples deserted him and fled when Jesus was arrested. Jesus had told his disciples in verse 31 the following. Then Jesus told them, "This very night you will all fall away on account of me. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered." Well, that's exactly what happened. As soon as Jesus was arrested, you couldn't find the disciples anywhere. They quickly left town. It's very important to understand that your words, when you say that you're going to do something, you need to do them. Peter gave is an example of someone who said they were going to do something, and when the time came, it wasn't done. Peter said, "I'll never deny you," but when the time came, he denied him. Not once, not twice, but three times. How many times in our lives have we done that? Well, we've made statements. Well, I'll always be with you, and then you're not always with them. We also make statements saying that, you know what? Whatever you need, I will give it to you if you need my help. But when the time comes, you're not there to give them the help that they need. This is not how it's supposed to be, saints. Not at all. We as people need to understand that our words have power. Our words mean something. If we're going to say we're going to do something, we need to do it. We need to act on these words. Otherwise, it's just another broken promise. And we've had enough broken promises in our lives to last us a lifetime. So many times the people of this world, being human, have made promises or declarations and never, ever followed up on them. And I'm not just talking regular folks, I'm talking politicians. I'm even talking from the pulpit. We've made promises and they were not kept. We said we were going to do things and we didn't do them. We said we wasn't going to act a certain way and then we did. This is just part of the human condition. The reason Peter really fell short and denied Jesus because he didn't know him as well as he thought he did. Peter wasn't as close to him as he needed to be. Peter's relationship with God, with Jesus, was okay, but it wasn't great. You hear me, saints? Yeah, he hung around him a lot. He heard him preach. He saw him heal. He saw him walk the water. He saw Jesus do all of these miraculous things, including bringing Lazarus back from the dead. But even being a part of that, Peter was not close to Jesus in the way he should have been. He didn't have the relationship with Jesus the way he should have. If he had the relationship with him, chances are he would not have denied him. It's hard to deny somebody under those circumstances. Peter says something and he was unable to keep it because he was not in a serious relationship with God. You have to have a relationship with him, saints. A lot of times we'll say things that we really think we're going to follow up on. And then when the time comes, we fall woefully short. We can't judge Peter. Peter's just one person. But if we look in the mirror and take an honest evaluation of ourselves, we'll understand that we are no better than Peter, that we do the exact same thing. We deny Jesus as well. How do we deny Jesus? We deny him by not believing in him, okay? When Jesus said that he's going to do something, he does it. No questions asked. But our faith is not as strong as it should be where we doubt it. Jesus to say, okay, if you come pray for me, I will answer your prayer. But we will ask Jesus for something in prayer today. We'll ask him again tomorrow. We'll ask him again the next day. Where's your faith? If we ask Jesus for something, he heard us the very first time. That's when you need to activate your faith and say, you know what? He heard me. All I have to do is believe and trust that he will answer my prayer. And guess what? He will answer your prayer. Amen? Amen. That's why it's very important to have this relationship with Jesus. That's why we say things that we often mean, but we don't keep. We need to get away from that, saints, and the only way we can do that is through Christ. Christ is the way. Amen? He is definitely the way. And we, as Christians, owe it to ourselves, if we're going to believe in the true God, the only God, then we need to act upon that. We need to stop saying things that we know we can't keep. Amen? There are times, saints, where life is just hard. We really mean well in our hearts. We really mean what we say in our hearts. However, there's no foundation for us saying these things. Christ is our foundation. If we are close to Christ, have a relationship with him, then our words will mean everything because we will not only say them, but we'll mean them and we'll act upon it. Amen? Amen. Here's the other thing. Eventually, if we keep telling people that we're going to do something and don't do it, we will lose their trust. Why would you ask somebody to help you if they say, yeah, I'll help you, but when the time comes, they're not nowhere to be found? We have a hard time sometimes, Christians, both on the receiving end of that and on the other end of that. Whether we say we're going to do something and don't do it, or whether somebody says to us they're going to do something and they don't. This is all part of the human condition and can only be fixed through Christ. We're thankful that we have a Christ that understands these. And this example in Peter's life is a great illustration of this very topic. Amen. Amen. So if we must understand that our words are very powerful. We must understand that in order for us to keep our word, we have to be grounded in Christ. That has to be our foundation. Amen. Otherwise, we're going to keep saying words without acting upon it. And that, if that happens, guys, saints, this is when our talk is cheap. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in Jesus' name we come. Thank you, Father, for this illustration. Father, we repent, Father, for just like Peter, we have denied you, Lord. We've denied you in so many different ways, Lord. We denied your presence. We denied our faith in you. We denied our belief in you. We denied our trust in you. For all this, we repent, Father. Please help us, Lord. Help us to establish a true foundation with you, Lord, through a relationship with you, where our words will mean something, Lord, where our actions will even speak louder than our words, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for this word. I pray, Father, that many will hear it. May you be glorified. Draw those to you, Almighty Father, so that they can understand the importance of having a relationship with you and not merely saying words. Lord, we love you, Lord. We love you so much. We thank you for your mercy and grace upon us. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.